The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, Beander Media Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
Woohoo!
Oh my goodness.
It's been a weekend, a day, and I cannot find my vape device. Error.
Uh-oh, we have a problem.
Survive.
Hi, everyone. This is Anthony live from Studio A in Tampa.
Hey, everybody. It's Joe live in Studio B in Chicagoland.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit, and I want to tell you that this is episode 173 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, April 22nd, 2019. In case you didn't know it, the Joe and Anthony page is on Facebook. Go visit them at facebook.com/thejoeandanthonyshow. You can also find our shows at Spotify, Google Play Music, iTunes, and of course, Radio for All and our very own website. Subscribe, visit our website, just like us now, damn it. Well, my diets were getting a little hot, so without further ado, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Wow, she was on point tonight.
She was on point tonight. So you got to meet some of the cast from the Inept Supervillain podcast. So yes. They want Betty to make a guest appearance. Betty and Roger. Lord,
I think they want to utilize them at some point.
Oh, my goodness.
So we can give them some new firmware to kind of be able to flip back and forth between shows.
Sure, we'll figure something out. As long as they don't break them too much, you know. That's
well, and
because we still have 30 payments left.
They have to come up with some maintenance plans too, because Roger needs lots of rural.
Roger needs a lot of things. Roger's just a prima donna, very expensive and not very useful prima donna.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
You're welcome, Joe.
Yep.
But no, it was really nice. They stepped into my other place of employment, a really awesome restaurant called Orange. And they enjoyed everything. They actually
fantastic.
Had another guest with them that's an actual regular of the place, so that was even better.
See, there you go.
But it was really cool. You know, the guys are really awesome. They're funny. They've got a lot to talk about. And they're actually going to be possibly coming up with a new podcast. It'll be an RPG role-playing type of discussion game podcast thing. Something.
Yeah, I think I saw them posting something about that online at some point. So it should be interesting to see where that turns out. It'd be nice if they could have like guests in it, and you know, maybe we can join them one night for a thing.
I've played those games like very lightly in the past, but it dealt with the different the card games.
Yeah. I've done a few different ones. I haven't done a lot in my lifetime, but they're always fun. And the ones I've played have always been interesting. So if they're listening,
we can
that's a good suggestion.
We even could get Betty and Roger to do something crazy in there.
That's true. We could get Betty and Roger involved, too, which could be quite the thing. So
they could be characters of characters.
Yes.
But today, moving along, today. I signed up for Sling TV.
Sling TV.
Mm-hmm. I've been hearing about it. I've been seeing commercials for it. So I said, okay, let me see what this is all about. They got three different tiers. And for right now, they're offering two of the tiers for $15 a month for 3 months.
Okay.
And then they're offering another tier for $25 for 3 months. So basically,
what is it?
It's cable TV channels.
Okay.
Like USA Network, TNT, Bravo, FX. And it's basically a complete package of that you stream over the internet.
So is it like the actual channel?
It's the actual TV channel.
So yeah. It's not like an on demand type of thing. It's
they have on demand.
Okay.
But they also have live, and I was watching CNN live. I compared it to the actual CNN, and it was the same thing.
Huh, okay. Interesting. Well,
now,
we'll keep up on that, because I might
we
be...
We will, but I want to give our users a quick caveat, and that is, you need a good device to stream to Chromecast, I've noticed. So if you're using, like, a mid-range or a cheap-ass phone, and you're trying to stream to Chromecast, if it's, like, the high-definition quality stuff, you may get lots of problems.
Lots of problems.
Yes.
Lots of problems.
Yes. So, but anyways, yeah, I'll keep you up to date and tell you how it goes.
Okay.
How sounds like fun.
Crazy. Crazy day today. A lot of end user activity today.
Is it a lot of ID10T user errors?
Yeah. Ooh, I just saw a lot of flashy. Yeah, there was a handful of ID10T errors. There was a handful of things just being crabby on a Monday, which I guess in some ways is understandable. But at the end of the day, at the end of the workday, everything kind of, it evened itself out, and we moved on, and I visited the dispensary on my way home.
Ooh.
And I had to pick up some more stuff. Our flavor of the evening is Chem Dog. I send to like Chem that. Dog. Chem Dog. And then I have some Granddaddy Purple. They sell an awesome Do-Si-Do. If you can get your hand on Do-Si-Do, it is an awesome strain. The problem is when they get it, they sell out of it in like a day. And
so
everyone likes it. And I met up with some coworkers on Friday and in the evening, and we kind of smoked a lot. And then I smoked a lot of it on Saturday because it was 420. And then on Sunday, you know, I was around. So I smoked some more. So I blew through the fucking thing. Between me and like five other people, we just blew through this fucking thing over the course of the weekend. So, which sucks because usually it can last me like a couple of weeks. We just went right through the damn thing. So,
well, you know, but if it's good,
it's good. It's hard to get though. I kind of regret bringing it with me on Friday. I should have brought the other stuff.
I hear you.
Just because I'm like, damn it, now I don't have any of that. So, how was your day, Joe? Because we just kind of like went off. I went off into this tangent about things.
Well, no, we already talked about my day.
Oh, we did talk about. Oh, yes, you did. Mm-hmm. Why we went in reverse then, didn't we?
Yeah, we did because I think you were excited about me meeting Elliot.
Yes, that's true.
Supervillains.
I didn't even realize that was even part of your daily recap. That's kind of exciting. So,
yes.
So I can blabber on a little bit more then because your announcements come in like two in 1 minute.
Well, we also have a voicemail, it would seem, too, according to the script.
Yeah, but that's in the announcements section.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Oh, wait, Wii Corner starts at 2010. Oh, god damn it. We need to move this down here.
Boop, 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 bing.
There we go. I'm thinking we have until 8:10, and I'm like, oh, geez, we got a minute. And I'm like, no, we start the Wii Corner in a minute. All right, we have a voicemail. Hold on. I think we have a voicemail.
We have a voicemail, folks.
I think.
Here it comes.
Maybe.
You have one new and four old messages. Press 1-4.
Portentia
new
really
first
needs to
message.
Clean out those messages.
I think it's Ezel.
It's Ezel.
You know what day today is? It's 4:20.
There we go.
yeah.
Oh, boy.
Me and the gay people, we're celebrating the holiday here. We're having a good time. Oh, man, we're rocking. Hey, somebody, get out that pipe. Share that pipe. Well, I gotta keep these guys in line. They're crazy.
He's out on the clay people.
It'll be a Monday night. That's Triamble Radio.
There you go. He's out.
Have a good 420 and smoke them if you got them. Bye-bye.
Press Thanks, Ezel. That was advanced awesome. 420.
Thank you. No more thank messages. You,
goodbye.
That was. Thank you for calling us on 420. Unfortunately, nobody was in the studio. Well, no, people were around the studio, but they were all just too fucked up to care. I think someone just hit autopilot when we went on with the day. So,
well, since we're speaking of weed, why don't you go right into your weed corner?
Yes, let's go ahead and hit the weed corner. All right, so we got. Let's see. The first one comes from High Times. And the Alabama Senate Committee unanimously approved a major marijuana law reform bill. A new bill could introduce some important changes to Alabama's cannabis laws was approved by the state's Senate Judiciary Committee by unanimous 11-0 vote. If the bill passes into law, it will revise how the state defines marijuana-related offenses and will affect all current laws. Under the new bill, first-degree possession will only apply to a person caught with 2 ounces of weed or more. A first conviction would only bring a misdemeanor carrying a fine of up to $250. From there, a second conviction would also be a misdemeanor with a $500 fine, and all convictions after that become Class D felonies. So you kind of get, it's kind of a three strikes you're out thing. Under the terms of the new bill, people convicted of first or second degree possession could have those charges expunged if they don't have any other arrests for 5 years. So, not fantastic, but it's a good start for Alabama, so that's good. Unfortunately, in our next weed corner, not so good. This also comes from High Times. The United States Coast Guard unloaded approximately 14,000 pounds of seized pot and more than 3,000 pounds of cocaine in Port Everglades, Florida, last Thursday. I'm not big on the cocaine. I'm just never interested in it. The Coast Guard estimated the street value to be at $62.5 million.
Wow.
The drugs had been confiscated in international waters of the Eastern Pacific Ocean by the personnel of... Ooh, excuse me, I'm yawning. I must be blowing myself. Yeah, I know, right? I'm like... Oh, I think I mixed strains. I think I might have... We might be taking a quick nap during the commercial break.
Or something. Coffee.
Or no, I can't do coffee, then I'll never sleep tonight. Anyway, so they found the shit in international waters, and the cargo was delivered on Thursday morning to the port by the Virginia-based Coast Guard. And that's it for your weed corner. I'm going to go take a nap in the corner now.
Well, then, hey, Joe here. You know, sometimes I like to think I've always been a patient, turn-the-other-cheek kind of guy. You know, I've also heard all the old-timers complain about how the new generations don't appreciate this or that anymore. And, you know, values, conceptual arguments about what constitutes good manners aside, more people today are just fucking idiots and assholes.
Assholes,
than
yes. The word thank you doesn't exist for people today.
Nope. You know, people everywhere feel more entitled to the idea that their view is the right view and the only view. Everybody is right and everybody is an expert. Well, you know what? Let me just stick up my middle finger at all of you and call it a day, okay? And that's it. Well, this has been a Joe's Corner Opinion. Do you have a topic or opinion burning to get out? Well, we'd love to hear it. We'll play it in a voicemail. You can stop by now in the chat room that I'm not even in.
Me neither. Poor Ezel's probably all there all by himself. Somebody go say hi to Ezel. Jeez, the poor guy.
So, go to the chat room or give the studios a call and yell at our voicemail. That's 813 327-8566.
Please don't yell at the voicemail. That hurts the equipment, really. Just talk in an even, well balanced.
Yeah, but you know, volume. the more volumous you get, the higher chances we'll possibly play it because it's so crazy.
We get right? so little voicemails, we'll play anything. If I get a voicemail at the studio about a timeshare, we will play that. If I get a voicemail about prescription drugs being 75% off, we will play it.
Or how about if you've got TD or any of those other crazy things that you hear on commercials? Anyways, let's go to a Joe's Dictionary because we've been kind of skipping this for a while.
Yeah, we need to learn some new words.
Yeah, here we go, folks.
All right.
So what's better than Chip Skipper and a biscuit? It's discovering a new word. Today, Joe is going to pick a word at random from his 1983 The American Heritage Dictionary and tell you all about it. Okay, here we go.
Oh! And today's word is prayer.
Oh, God.
Prayer is an expression of thoughts, hopes, or needs directed to a deity. Well, you know what? I'm praying for money.
What are you praying for? You're praying for money? I'm praying for money, too. We're all praying for money. I'll go get one of those Virgin Mary candles, and I'll light it and put it in the front window, and we'll pray together. We'll pray together for dollars. Dollars for Jesus.
Dollars for donuts.
My favorite thing, which I call is 5G for Jesus, is because a lot of churches now are putting up cell towers down here. And there's this one that the husband and I drove past a while ago, and it's right in the front of the church, and it's huge. It's this tall structure, and it has these crucifixes on it.
All the porn that goes through that cell tower that is right on top of that church, all that sinning, it must be pouring out like a thick syrup.
All that sinning, so much sinning. We need Roger's word of the day.
Hello, Roger here. If you didn't know it, and if you did, pip pip for you. Anyway, this is your National Day moment. Well, folks, today is Monday, April 22nd, 2019, and it's National Earth Day, National Girl Scout Leaders Day, National Jelly Bean Day. Well, wow, Joe eats all the jelly beans in the studio. Anthony is going to push a quote-unquote button that stimulates a quote-unquote spinning wheel that Joe quote-unquote pulled. Quote-unquote, I think, no, I really do. Oh boy, fart, fart, fart. Uh-oh. Oh boy, oh boy.
Oh boy.
Fart, fart, fart. The fart king has nothing on me. Fart, fart, fart. Oh, take
See,
it away, guys.
This is why Roger
fart,
stays
fart,
over in
fart.
The Scarlet's.
Fart, fart, fart.
Let me pull this wheel.
We don't have the ventilation for him here in the Tampa studio. We just combine all of them at once now. I just roll them all out into the studio. Ooh, there it goes.
Wow.
We should just put a skylight for that one.
Right?
Right. All right, so this one, it's a Florida story, of course, because sometimes they're just everywhere. You trip over them. I'll be walking down the street, and I'll trip over a Florida story. Local News Channel 10 from Miami-Dade County brings us our random, not-so-random news story of the night. A sharp-eyed driver heading down Northwest 54th Street last Thursday spotted a school crosswalk that just wasn't quite right. The word school was spelled S-C-O-H-O-L.
Skohol.
Skohol. Skohol. Skohol. Skohol.
Maybe the person
Skohol.
Had dyslexia.
Skohol. Or law is the... It's not known how long the crooked crossing had been on the street or whether anyone else had noticed. However, after being shown... Chip Skipper's tag is in the way of my lines. Thank you. So, you know how you move, and there you go. Because it shows a little flag for your name, and it blocks everything.
Oh, yeah.
After being shown the Local 10 article, the city of Doral said that said on Twitter that the striping was handled by the developer's contractor and the city was working to get it fixed expeditiously.
Oh, expeditiously.
By Thursday, the mistake had been fixed and the school was spelled the way as it should have been. Back to you, Betty.
Yeah.
Listen to these shows and more that we recast on Chimpa Radio. The World Labor Hour with the Lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. Headphone Meditations with John Dubose. And new to the Chimpa family, the Inept Supervillains Podcast. Welcome, guys. Be sure to visit Chimpa.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and more. Oh yeah, call us at 813-327-8566. Back to you, Joe. Betty, out.
Well, thanks, Betty.
And now it's time for your Chiampa weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport. Well, Anthony, spring is here.
Yay!
Spring has
sprung. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently mostly cloudy at a relatively comfortable 76 degrees. And update, it's thundering and lightning. The dew point is 50 and giving us a heat index of 78. The relative humidity is at 42%. Winds are howling out of the south at 13 miles per hour, gusting to 31 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is still 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, rain and thunderstorms likely with a low around 50. Tuesday, showers in the morning, sunny skies in the afternoon, high around 53. And Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 43. And that's your Chicago weather. And now, for the news.
And now, for the news.
Yo, bruh, I worked hard for those drugs. From our friends at Patch.com, out of Joliet. Early Sunday morning, while most of the Joliet area was comfortably asleep, Joliet police said they were called to Route 59 McDonald's because someone had a gun. Joliet police arrested 22-year-old Jaime on charges of battery and unlawful use of a weapon by a felon. But Jaime insisted to the police that he was the real victim because guess why, Anthony?
Why was he the victim, Joe?
Someone stole his drugs.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
According to Joliet police, on-duty officers located the suspected vehicle with a person wielding a gun and initiated a traffic stop in the area of someplace, someplace, in someplace. Sure enough, police say they found a gun.
That's
officers
someplace.
Located a firearm inside the passenger side door of the vehicle where Jaime was seated. Police reports state, officers were able to determine that prior to the traffic stop, Jaime was in the vehicle with several other individuals. Jaime accused someone from the vehicle of stealing his drugs. Jaime exited the vehicle and retrieved a firearm from a residence. At that point, and we don't know whose residence is, I guess this is some random residence. Hey, can I borrow your gun? Someone stole my drugs. At that point, people feared for their lives, figuring Jaime would shoot at them. Well, Jaime accused another individual in the vehicle of stealing his drugs and proceeded to punch the individual in the face before forcing the individual out of the car. A short time later, the vehicle Jaime was a passenger in was stopped by officers. Jaime was arrested. Nobody got shot, and Jaime landed in the Will County Jail. Jaime, who lives somewhere now, is now being held on $300K bail. He spent a week in the Will County Jail last November and 6 weeks in custody in 2017 after being arrested on charges of manufacturing cocaine as well
cocaine.
As battery, jail records show. Well, Jaime, you know...
isn't it Jamie?
It could be. But let's talk about this next story.
Fart, fart, fart. Fart, fart, fart.
Are you in San Francisco right now? You might want to watch your step. One of America's wealthiest cities has a huge problem. Guess what that could be, Anthony?
Use lipstick.
Guess again.
Pistachio nuts.
Give up?
Sure.
Public poop.
Ew, that's China, yeah, between, not San Francisco.
No, San Francisco.
Wow.
Between 2011 and 2018, San Francisco experienced a massive increase in reported incidents of human feces found on public streets. In 2011,
how does that happen? I mean, I know how it happens, but how does it? They did last time I was in San Francisco. There were a lot of homeless people, and I can only imagine it's gotten worse. But please go on.
Well, it is a huge problem, and we are not just talking about from dogs. We are talking about humans. So, but what they're doing though, and you know, they've been struggling with this feces problem for many years, as I've reported. Mm. But now the city employs a poop patrol.
Poop patrol. That's
their
awesome.
Aim is to keep the streets clean, and right now it focuses in on the Tenderloin neighborhood. But the problem is bigger than just keeping the streets clean. It's a demonstration of the city's struggle to accommodate its homeless population amidst skyrocketing rent prices and a decreasing supply of affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
A 2017 survey of San Francisco's homeless population counted just shy of 7,500 people living on the street.
Wow.
That population faces limited public resources, and of course, public bathrooms are no exception.
Right.
Whether the poop patrol is making a difference remains to be seen, but it's evident that the crew is a bandage on a much bigger problem than dirty streets. You know, we don't have that here in Chicago. I don't know why. You would think it would be a big issue because there are a lot of homeless in the city of Chicago.
Apparently not as many as San Francisco.
You know, I would have to wonder about that. With a city of 1.5 million, give or take, you know, 7,500 people is not a far stretch to say are homeless.
I guess that would make sense. Although I do remember them being incredibly prevalent in San Francisco. You couldn't fart without there being a homeless person there.
And I do remember when I visited San Francisco, there seemed to be a somewhat sense of power that the homeless people felt they had, for good or bad, to basically do whatever they wanted on the streets.
This is true. This is very true. I noticed, and some of them got pretty damn belligerent.
Yes, they did. You know, it's hard to say what exactly is the case. Definitely a lot of compassion is needed, and definitely much more public resources are needed.
Much more.
You know, but hey, we want to make high rents and profits and, you know,
it's
cater
Google.
To the rich people.
Google yeah. wants to make it.
You know, right. But you would have to ask yourself, if you want the problem to go away, maybe this is a good time to throw some money at it and you know, make lives better for other people. Then your
sure.
life will be better.
I think that's a great idea. If they have the money, do it. I mean, yeah. clearly, if they're charging, if you have
I mean,
to pay
clearly,
thousands of dollars a month to live in a fucking shoebox.
And I'm sure there's quite a few of those folks who donated to the Notre Dame fire.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Don't
yes.
get me started on that shit. But, you know, let's do our next and last story.
All right.
Fiddles McGinty!
Fiddles McGinty. Fiddles
well,
McGinty.
Wee. It's time for Loose Bowl.
Okay, I think you can take a powder for that.
Yes. Well, a videographer taking behind-the-scenes footage at a Montana bull riding event captured video of an escaped bull being wrangled by its handlers.
Oh, my.
Brandon, a videographer for MTN News, was filming for an Athlete of the Week segment behind the scenes at the PBR Billings Invitational when a bull got loose in the parking lot.
Ooh, goodness.
So Brandon, he filmed the bull. He was running around loose. Running around.
Brandon or the bull?
Probably both at this
Probably
point.
Probably both, yeah.
And the cameraman barricaded himself, though, in one of the chutes to film the action as the bull was chased. Well, luckily, there was no injuries, and they were able to capture the bull before it caused any damage or injury. That's good.
Well, that is
and
good.
That's a wrap on Joe's News sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his crack. Well, on crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Do you want to be part of this disjointed, southern fried, collusion-free, Russia-gateless, GMO-loaded experience or something like that?
Of
Give us a call at 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, Pete Buttigieg, boot at edges, U.S. presidential bid breaks into the big time, marriage equality sets sail in Japan's court system, while same-gender Taiwan couples make wedding plans, the European Lesbian Conference overcomes tear gas-toting protesters, silent Russian activists are busted on the Day of Silence in St. Petersburg, victims of Trump's trans-military ban mount, and Pence is a pariah at an Indiana Evangelical Christian college. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony show on Cheyampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. The world will have some hopes and prayers again in about 4 minutes.
Woohoo!
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Flashback.
Lots of people with telephones not made by AT&T are reporting some kind of complaint. When was the last time you had a complaint with an AT&T phone? Get the first-class phones of AT&T. You get what you pay for. AT&T, the right choice.
It's happening all around the house, right about now.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I know my family, and when they'd like a snack, they'd like a Triscuit wafer.
Great with cheese.
Or with a dip.
Neat with jam.
Or just by themselves.
And they really are good.
Triscuit wafers, they're made from 100% natural whole wheat, and that's good too.
A Triscuit, baked only by Nabisco.
Come on, you guys. The sun's already up. It's going to be a golden day.
Let's eat.
Oh, those golden Grahams. Oh, those golden Grahams. Crispy, crunchy Graham cereal, family breakfast treat. Oh, those golden Grahams. Oh, those golden Grahams. Golden honey, just a touch with Graham's golden wheat.
It's a great tasting part of a complete breakfast for the whole family.
Try those golden Grahams and have a golden day.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
You are listening to Cheyampa Radio.
Hello, Joe Wisdom here. You know, I've been thinking a lot lately about creativity and what sparks creativity. Lots of the things that have gone on in the world lately haven't really been conducive to creativity. And so I sit here and I talk and I try to think of things. I've been doing better with sitting down and writing things out first. Maybe that's the key wisdom for this talk. It's just sitting down and writing things. Get comfortable. Sometimes you might have to play with the lights and adjust them a little bit, and adjust and figure out where the chair should be, and decide exactly where you want to place your cold, icy beverage that's so delicious. And then, what kind of paper do you want to use, and what kind of pen do you want to use? All of these things are very important. So Joe Wisdom says, prepare your preparation to be prepared for whatever it is that lies ahead. You've been listening to Joe Wisdom. Do you have a wisdom to share? Give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566, and we'll play your wisdom in a future cast. Keep it tuned to Cheyampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue one of those things.
Welcome back, Roger here. Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, why don't you all go grab your favorite devices, popcorn, licorice sticks, wine, or champagne, etc., 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 biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. Take it away, you lovable stoners, you.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
All right. Okay. Before we get into my crazy Florida news, it is time for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not current. Where am I going? Here we. Oh, you know what? I have a short in my headphones.
Uh-oh. That's
what has been happening. Okay. No, that explains a lot of problems then. Because, like, there were some weird issues at one point.
Oh, boy.
Actually, I think the adapter just came loose. Stand by, ladies and gentlemen. We're working on it. All right. Unless you're listening live, it is lightly cloudy and 73 degrees Fahrenheit. The humidity is 46%, and we have a little... Well, we had a heat index. It's gone now. No more heat index. And the humidity is at 46%. The dew point is 51, and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be clear with a low around 61. Tuesday, sunny with moose poop and a high near 85. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 64. Wednesday will be sunny with a high near 85. And Wednesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 67. And now it's time for your crazy Florida news.
Oh boy, this sounds fun.
Isn't this one a real winner? This one was really trying to live the Florida lifestyle. So, yeah. WPBF News Channel 25, West Palm Beach brings us our first Florida news story of the evening of a man who thought he was going to be on the beach living the Florida lifestyle, but instead was running to the loo. A Central Florida man accused of stealing from the home where he was staying probably wishes he hadn't done what he did. Peter, 56, quickly learned he hadn't stolen opioids at all. Instead, the laxatives he took probably sent him running for the bathroom. According to the arrest report, Peter was caught on video last week entering the victim's lockbox at the Pinellas Park home and then pouring pills into his hand. The pills were labeled as hydrocodone acetaminophen, which is a pain medication that can be highly addictive. However, inside the bottle were just a bunch of laxatives. Peter was arrested and booked on a felony charge and probation violation charges. It is unknown at this time if he was given a private cell with a functional bathroom. Hopefully they did something. I'd hate to be around him. That's for sure. Woo, doggy. All right, our next story comes from WESH Channel 2 NBC Orlando. When 26-year-old Matthew decided to play police officer, turn on his red and blue lights, and pull someone over, he had no idea that the other driver was actually an undercover Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office detective. Deputies did a real traffic stop on Matthew and said that he had a realistic-looking airsoft pistol and a law enforcement light bar installed on top of his SUV. Deputies say it's still unclear whether Matthew had committed similar offenses in the past. Anyone who recognizes his vehicle and believes they may have been a victim of his ass shenanigans should contact the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office. How about that? I'm like, really? You want to pull people over? What the fuck? Really? I mean, come on.
Because it gives you a high. It probably gives apparently. You a powerful, you know, that imposter syndrome thing or whatever. I don't know.
Who knows?
Well, although, he's not going to be... he looks like he could be rough and bad.
And moving on.
What, don't I get a triangle ding for that?
Oh, yeah, you do. Hold on, I gotta find, my cart thingy, hold on. You do. There we go, we got there our LGBT go. Tag, LGBT tag. Okay, our final and naked story of the night comes from the Tampa Bay Times. According to the sheriff's office, the man broke into a concession stand at Fisher Field in Dunedin on April 7th around 4 a.m. Surveillance footage provided to the Tampa Bay Times shows the man appearing to be naked, rummaging through the concession stand. Authorities said that he had stolen cash donations to volunteers, a cash box containing about $250, and three surveillance cameras. How about that?
He needed new clothes and a security system.
Yeah, right. The man gained entry by prying a door with a crowbar and breaking through a gate, but not before he broke the lock on a gate covering a sliding glass window and unsuccessfully tried to climb through. Before he left, he also took a package of hot dogs. The Greater Dunedin Little League is home to about 300 kids and hosts about 8 baseball and softball games a night for most of the week. The field is also shared with Dunedin High School. The stand was closed that Sunday but was able to reopen a few days later. The robbery was a shock to its members and the organization. The sheriff's office asks anyone with information to contact Corporal Donut of the Pinellas County Property Crimes Unit. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, you can thank the database you are tuned into, Cheyenne Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Cheyenne Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots. Be a part of this unique Q-Studio experience. Be sure to visit us at Cheyenne.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And, did you know you can chat on our webpage?
Chat.
Just click chat.
Now,
go grab your bongs, bitches. Because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this, or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, plethora, Monday. Take it away, guys.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Well, folks, I just wanted to say, first of all, thank you very much for all of your subscriptions on any of the platforms that we're on, which could be Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher,
International Burner, Chicken Radio,
Google Play Music, and Radio for All. We're everywhere.
Prison Radio Network.
We are on the Prison Radio Network.
I think we are, actually.
Oh, well, that's good.
I don't know if that's good or not.
But you know,
we'll see how that goes.
Hey, you know, if you're going to make a phone call, make it to 813-327-8566.
We do not accept collect calls.
Oh, we do not accept collect
we
calls.
We do not accept collect calls from the prison system, especially. So
we don't have a collect call fundage system?
No, we do not have a collect call fundage. We can, if we accept a collect call, it would probably last about a minute before it got shut down.
How much are those calls now?
I don't. From the prisons, they're like $6 a minute. $3 to $6 a minute. They're ridiculous.
Collect calls from prison.
Mm-hmm. There's a whole monopoly about it.
Price. Phone company.
There's a whole monopoly. The county gets a cut. The state gets a cut. Everyone gets a cut. And it's. I think it's. Last time I checked, when I worked in that sector of the telecom industry, it
21 cents a minute.
Oh, okay. They've gone down, but still, 21 cents. Is that just a collect call or a prison collect call?
That is a prison collect call.
Okay. That's still a
some
lot.
Now. Some prisons, though, to make phone calls, if the inmate's going to pay for it, could be $17 for a 15-minute phone call.
Oh, yeah. See, yeah, we can't accept that. We can't. We cannot. No. No collect calls. Sorry, guys. You can write us, You can write us at playus@cheyampa.org.
Correct.
So.
And, you know, most prisons have computers, and you can have access to email accounts. And
that's probably how you're listening to us.
I don't know why we're continuing to talk about prisons.
I don't know. I don't know either.
How was your day? How was your 420?
How was my 420? Well, yes. I was pretty fucked up most of the day. I did all my meal planning, though. I was proud of myself. I cooked all three of my meals for lunch over the course of the week. And I did a handful of things around the house. I was actually more productive than I anticipated being, because I kind of imagined myself just kind of like glued to the sofa all day, but I actually did a lot of shit. How about you? Well, you were working.
I was
so
working.
You kind of got fucked with that.
Yeah. You know, I miss out on all of these fun holidays. I was telling somebody on Twitter, it's like, you know, my weekends are Mondays and Tuesdays. Because I'm working Saturdays and Sundays. Well, Wednesdays through Sundays.
So. Well, you'll get a 420 soon on a Monday. It should come
that
up soon.
That would be nice.
Yeah, probably next year or the year after that. But yeah, you should be getting one soon enough.
When will 420
be on a Monday?
Oh, God, great.
Next
Monday,
year.
April 20th, 2020.
There you go. So next year you get 420 on a Monday. I'll have to make sure I take that day off. We definitely have to do a special episode. The Monday, the 420 episode. Wow. We don't have any 420 episodes, do we?
No.
This is a first in Cheyenne history.
This will be a first, yes. A first, and you know, you'll be able to listen to it at any time after 422. So you can relive 420 forever.
For 20 forever.
So, if you also didn't know it, folks, today is Earth Day.
Is it really?
Yep. So, I mean, where's Eco Bob, though, man? He's been missing lately.
Where is Eco Bob?
Investigating intelligent and expensive power systems for the Cheyenne Studios.
We don't need expensive power systems. What we need is cheap and efficient. It doesn't even have to be very efficient.
I wish we could install solar cells, though.
You know, and
I wish things didn't take up so much juice. That's what I wish.
Well, you know, that's improving. Over time, that has improved. You must admit that. But
when will I be able to plug in my monitors to the USB port that I have installed as an electrical outlet?
Honestly, I think you should be able to today.
Yeah, but I can't. It's just a regular outlet plug. I can't plug it.
Well, it is a regular outlet, but I think most of your monitors now only take that outlet transformer, probably only drops it down to like 5 volts. It probably is 12 volts. See, your USB port is 5 volts.
Right.
But I think it's 12 volts. But it's very low amperage. As long as the LED monitors, they use very little watts. It's probably like 12 watts, which is nothing. It's like nothing.
But now if it's an LCD, it's a different.
It takes a little bit more. LCDs take like probably like 40 to 50 watts. And then the CRTs took like 2,000 watts. Yeah, took a lot of wattage on the CRTs.
And if you had an orange one like I did, you could watch it go up in smoke when you overused it.
That can happen. Can happen.
I just had a flashback, folks, to when I had a Brother word processor. It included a few other things. I think it had a game. It had a spreadsheet.
Did it have Grindr?
Hell no.
Didn't have Grindr. Okay.
No, but I did get a version of Grindr the next year. I got an IBM PC XT.
Okay.
And it had a 300 baud modem. And I was able to write a simple communications program to allow me to access a GLBT bulletin board system.
It's probably the same one I used to dial into all the time.
It's called After the Bars.
Yeah, isn't that where we met? I thought we met on there or something.
Maybe.
We met through a chat room because we met in 95.
Right.
And we were chatting. I don't know if it was an AOL chat room or if it was an AT8 because it was called ATB.
Yeah,
after the bars,
maybe that's
ATB.
What it was, yeah.
I think it was ATB.
ATB.
Jeez, yeah. Wow, the bulletin boards.
Now, folks, this is before, you know, times when everything was in the cloud. Like, all that stuff is gone. There is no record of any of that unless somebody was somehow recording it.
And storing
because
it,
at the
which
time,
I doubt.
Yeah.
Because storage at that time was so fucking expensive. An 80 megabyte hard drive at that time ran me close to like $300.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Storage was expensive.
And I remember that PC XT, that thing only had like a 5 megabyte hard drive. It was huge.
Yeah, it's huge. It was huge. So,
but you know, those were the days when everything was pioneering and you know, we didn't send emojis, or we did, but we didn't really call them emojis. It was a smiley face.
Yeah, yeah. They were the original emojis. That's what they
were.
Or
we did ASCII graphics.
I miss ASCII graphics.
I miss ASCII graphics, too.
I think I still found, like, a the Wildcat BBS on, like, a 5.5-inch disc or 5.25-inch disc in my closet. Jesus. Like, a couple months
that.
Ago.
I actually had 2 phone lines.
Same here.
And I ran my own BBS. I stored all kinds of... I had all kinds of shit. Yeah, a text file section, a picture section.
God, it would take you...
Section.
You wanted to download a skin picture, and it took, like, what? Like, 10 minutes? 15 yeah. minutes? And half the time, you didn't even know what you were downloading, because you didn't get a preview of it. You had no preview. There wasn't, like, a preview. It was like you had to rely on either the name of the file, which was limited to 8 characters, or just pray that there was a decent description of it, and then you'd wait to download it for, like, 15 minutes, you know, and you would get it. Sometimes you would get the file, and you'd be like, Jesus Christ, you're fucking kidding me.
Yep.
And only one at a time. You can only download one thing at a time.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless you had multiple phone lines.
But you had to have multiple. It got expensive. Yep. It was expensive to multiple downloads
at a time.
And
that's just on top of storage. I mean, floppy drives at that time, I think, were 1.44 megabytes.
That is correct.
Identity.
Yep.
And what was the other size? 720K.
720, yeah. 720K.
So you would hope, too, that the files were only like 5K, but you started to get pictures that were, you know, 340K, 160K. You could fit maybe 4 or 5 of them before you're
on a disk and you're done. Yeah,
right.
Because there was no USB.
So, no,
USB did not exist.
No, there was quite a few computer nerds out there that did have more storage capabilities, but you know they had money and they had a little bit more connection, I have to say.
Well, yeah. But it was an interesting time. It was an interesting time to grow up in. I definitely look fondly upon that history.
I do, too.
And, you know, like, when I've gone through classes and stuff, and we've gone over the old shit, I definitely look fondly upon it. And I'm like, I remember these building blocks. I was here. I was here for the... I used these building blocks. And that's why I understand it so well today, because it's like, I kind of was there when it was becoming something, you know? So,
you know, but with the introduction of cell phones and the Nokia brick phone and the flip phone and
the chicken phone.
Right. All these phones. And then all of a sudden, this is the only time we can say anything. There was a lot of mobile devices that could do different things. But you couldn't connect to the internet with them easily.
Yeah, no,
barely. A lot of software wasn't written for them.
No.
And then all of a sudden in 2001, that company we all love to hate because they're too expensive and whatever, created an iPhone. And all of a sudden from that point, Android quickly was like right behind it, almost millisecond behind.
But do you want to know the funny thing? I actually had a Windows smartphone before the iPhone came out.
True. I had one, too. And so, I also had a Palm.
Yeah, I had a Palm 7. I had a Palm 7 as well with the little antenna on it.
But they weren't widely adopted.
No, they weren't, which is a shame because they were some pretty good technology.
True. So. I did enjoy the Palm. I did get some interesting usage out of that. But, you know, right now we're kind of at this point where we have not really had any big leaps in the technology, communication. You know, yeah, things are faster. Processor speeds have gotten crazy fast, which is a huge improvement and a big thing. But the actual media to get this stuff, you know, I'm expecting right now to wear a watch, push a little button, and out pop a hologram, and me being able to manipulate the hologram, touch it, tactile, whatever. That's where I'm expecting us to be right now, but we're not there. And I'm thinking that's probably going to be another 20 years before that
probably.
Really
Maybe
comes
10,
out.
Though. I mean, look at how much things have changed in the past decade.
Yeah, you know, True, but we're still stuck at this thing of, okay, we've got great phones, we really don't need anything more. But we do, we just don't realize it, you know what I'm saying? It's like we don't realize that there's another way to do this without giving our hands the tinglies from all the fucking typing we're doing.
I think we'll get there. I mean, in a lot of ways, we had that with things like Google Glass and shit, but, you know, it just wasn't adopted by a society. And what really it is I think in a lot of ways the technology is there. It has to appeal to the end user. And there has to be something. It has to have an interface that works with the end user. And until you
put
that together,
you know what works with the end user? Paper and pen, but you make this electronic.
But they have a lot of stuff that does that now.
But electronic to the point where I can crumple it up and throw it away.
Well,
and take another piece of paper and do exact same thing.
That sounds so wasteful. Why not just erase the piece of paper?
Well, that's a possibility, too.
I mean, we're trying to save the trees. We're going to save the trees so we can kill ourselves with lead poisoning and plastic waste. There we go.
Happy Earth Day, everybody.
Happy Earth Day, everyone. Joe's promoting, like, disposable LCD writable screens. I bet you the people in Recycle E-Waste City, China, would love that. Hey, folks, looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and I think Roger's trying to set the dumpster on fire. God damn it. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. Fuck you, Roger. Tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Yes. Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony Show tonight here on Shyampa Radio, or if you're listening to a podcast, thank you. Remember, all times New York time. Be sure to check out Weekend with Joe, Saturdays at 6 p.m. Then check out the World Labor Hour on Saturdays live at noon, Sundays at noon, and then another recast on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Remember, all times New York time.
You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern every weekday morning, and then Traffic with Toppers starting at 3:30 Eastern until 7:30 Eastern every weekday afternoon. Be sure to catch our newest show. We can't stop talking about them because, you know, they're new, so we'll talk about them. The inept supervillain... Also, be sure to catch our newest show, the Inept Supervillain Podcast, where three black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results. Quite entertaining results, too, I must say. Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, everybody. It's springtime, and that means I'm in programming. Technique audio procedures. You know, folks, since you're here, just keep one of your devices tuned to Shyampa Radio. Leave it on in the background. That's Shyampa Radio. Shyampa.org. You can see our most current toaster oven schedules, our social media pickles, fluid lines, Gulf Streams, and much, 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 much more. It's true.
I still have leftover wine. I gotta finish this in like...
Oh, boy.
1 minute and 32 seconds.
I have leftover bird seed to eat.
Bird seed?
Well, it's the cranberry antioxidant mix, and it's the very tiny little seeds that
end up
in the bottom of the bag.
Oh, I thought you like had a bird or something.
No.
Like,
oh, look, it's the Star Spangled Banner.
It is the Star Spangled. God bless America. For us, we can do our little podcast for now in the... without being too crucified or something.
Or censorized.
Or censorized. Does that too.
With or without mustard.
With or without mustard. But don't put ketchup on that goddamn hot dog or we're gonna
No, that's disgusting.
I'll cut the bitch. I yelled at someone the other day at work because they made a hot dog and they put ketchup on it. I'm like, that's disgusting.
It's so gross.
I know, right? I'm like, you don't put ketchup on a hot dog? And I took it and I
can
threw it on the floor, I shat on it, and then I stomped on it and walked out of that room with my head held high that I saved the hot dog from ketchup. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We will be back next week.
Woo-hoo.
Check out our blog at shyampa.org. Remember, folks, don't burglarize a lockbox of Lexus while playing police officer in the nude with a bunch of wieners in your hand. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with an X for Xenophilia.
Fuck.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.